Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
My statement a little bit earlier was people pleasers destroy the world, and I firmly believe it. We live in this world where that we so want to fit in and we so want our view to be agreed with everybody, by everybody, that sometimes maybe we sell our souls in order to do so. So, which is why I find the next conversation particularly interesting and not easy necessarily for me. Why? Because we are talking about, and we're chatting to Professor Anton Haber, and there is a festival, a Jewish festival of dangerous ideas. So this returns this month, and apparently the program is designed to encourage robust debate with some of the very difficult issues facing communities, Jewish communities, South Africa, worldwide, and it has a list of speakers that certainly I am not happy with, but that doesn't matter. That's the whole point, I imagine. And it's. I just wondered how this process has been. And now this is coming, from my perspective, my history you well know. I was a writer for News 24, but I heard after October 7th when I would write fairly robustly about Israel, I heard from within the News 24 stable that my time there would not last long. And in fact, it turned out to be exactly the truth. They found a reason not to be associated with me, and my voice was removed. So I have been silenced. I mean, I'm not silenced because I have other channels, but the point is that I get this. I do understand this well. Professor Anton Haber, very, very good morning. I'm prattling on, and so far I have not even said good morning to you. I hope you are well.
Good morning. I am very well and very pleased, and thank you for the opportunity to tell your audience about what I think is an important South African Jewish event.
So tell us about it.
Well, it's organized by the Jewish Democratic Initiative because we think that we need a wider, richer debate about the alternatives in dealing with Israel and Zionism and Jewishness at this difficult time. So the festival is really designed to stimulate debate and discussion around, around solutions, peaceful solutions to what's happening in Israel. And, I note you said quite strangely that some of the speakers make you unhappy.
Or uncomfortable.
But, Howard, this is precisely
That's the
reason.
Point. Yes, I get it. Absolutely get it. I support that, by the way. I don't need to be happy.
Because you have to hear voices,
exactly.
that including those that make you uncomfortable.
100%.
But let me say that the Palestinian voices and the Israeli voices that we're bringing in, the international voices, are those involved in various peace initiatives. Because, that is what we want to look at and focus on.
I was wondering about that, if there were criteria. And just to clarify that point, I don't need to be comfortable, and that's really the whole point of this, which is why I'm very happy to talk to you about it, because it I always say that, and I try and tell our listeners that a difference in opinion is not going to kill you. It's just a difference in opinion, and you can choose not to hear it, but it's just a difference in opinion, and it might be valuable to you or not. So I do want to clarify
that. If I can just pick up on that, I would go further and say there's a real need to open up discussion within our South African Jewish community. I think we're for the reasons we know, we're in a defensive mode. We're often reluctant to hear different voices, different ideas. And I'm not saying that one must be open to extremists. So if you look at our speakers, they're all involved in the peace process in a constructive way.
Right. And I think that's valuable. I would imagine that was one of the criteria, if not written and unwritten one, that you wanted to bring people who could have a conversation and would at least try be involved in some form or another in some form of a solution.
Absolutely, absolutely. Our idea was to bring people of standing and international standing and local standing to stimulate rich discussion on these absolutely critical issues for all of us.
So I tell you what makes it difficult, and it may be a bit of a personal thing, and maybe that's why I wanted to engage this, is in many ways the Jewish voices, Zionist voices have been shut down from the discourse. We can have the conversations here, we can have them in so-called Jewish media, but it is very rare to be allowed to platform them in other spaces, in non-Jewish type of spaces. And to a large extent, that is the frustration around this, that people, voices like my own, have been completely shut down from what, I don't know how else to describe it, mainstream media. And I guess the question is, how do we bring balance back? Maybe what you're doing is a way to bring discourse back in a way to present it to people, but it is a greater challenge that we have not only in South Africa. I'm aware of it. It's around the world.
I understand exactly what you're saying. We think that we find oddly, so interestingly, we find that in general we get a much better hearing in the mainstream media than we do in the Jewish establishment and the Jewish press in South Africa.
Okay,
which does not give us time and space.
And why do you think that? And why do you think that is?
Because I think, frankly, that our Jewish establishment has gone, as I said, in a defensive mode.
Yes.
And I think it's a mistake. I think we need to be speaking out, reaching out. You know, we do have to adjust to the fact that Israel, from having many, many supporters around the world, the conduct of the Netanyahu government has meant that it's become a pariah. It's given a different meaning to Zionism.
Mm.
And these are things realities we have to face up to.
Although there you're placing the blame fully in one area, which there might be a contributing factor, but there's no doubt that the anti-Israel machinery, through many, many mainstream media publications and through journalists who support it, has also done a tremendous amount of damage.
Yes, but I think the root, there's many roots. And October the 7th is clearly the root of a lot. But there's no doubt in my mind that the conduct of the Netanyahu government has brought sharp and usually justifiable criticism from around the world. And that's a reality we have to face up with. It's changed the whole American young people's attitude to Israel, and that's of enormous consequence and significance. So these are realities that we need to face up to and deal with.
Okay, so whether I agree with that or not is immaterial, and I don't want to actually spend our time focusing on that, because that is a view which you hold and you're entitled to, and I respect that. That's cool. But let's just go back now to talk about what this event is, the type of speakers, what anybody who wants to attend it, what they will, what they are likely to encounter.
Certainly. Well, our keynote is by Avram Berg. Many people will know him. He's a former speaker of the Knesset and has been for some time an important critical voice in Israel, in his speaking and his writing, and a kind of given a moral leadership,
right,
from within Israel, I would argue, and extremely interesting. So he's our keynote. He's coming out, and he's going to be speaking both in Johannesburg and in Cape Town. So the conference takes place simultaneously in Joburg and Cape Town, over the Mandela birthday weekend, which is a deliberate linkage. Other speakers include Arab Barghouti, the son of Marwan Barghouti. You'll know that there's an international Free Marwan Barghouti campaign.
Right.
He is sometimes called the Mandela of Palestine, in Israeli prison. And we want to hear about the campaign. And in fact, he's going to share the platform with Azar Kachalia, so that we can draw links, comparisons, and differences with the Free Mandela campaign,
right,
and the Free Barghouti campaign.
Do you think that there'll be a fair representation of what that is and why he's in prison, what he had done, how he differs from Mandela, for example?
Well, I hope people like you come along and raise these issues and discuss it and confront it. That's right. What we're hoping.
And that's the point, really, is to be able to have these conversations.
Absolutely. We want good, solid, respectful exchanges. And I think to not come and hear him and not come and put one's concerns and worries before him would be a mistake.
Right.
So it would be a great pity.
If anybody does want to find out more about attending, how do they do so?
Go to our website, jdisa.org. The full program and speakers are there. It's 2 days in two cities, as I said. And if you go to Quicket and search for the Jewish Festival, then you can reserve tickets there.
And that is where we leave it. I would love to actually circle back off. I hate that expression. I don't know why I used it. I apologize. I would like to. It would be interesting to hear how it went afterwards. What the discussions were, some of the highlights were.
What I'd like to do is to challenge you, not just to attend, but ask you to think about having one or two of our speakers, Mo Husseini, or Berg, or Sally Abed of Standing Together, on your show to get into discussion with your audience and with you.
Certainly something that we will give thought to, and we'll come back to you on that. Professor Anton Harber, thank you for chatting to us about this and for bringing this to our attention.